Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new and somber prediction from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. It's estimating more than 80,000 Americans could die from the virus by August. The number of virus cases in the U.S. reaching over 164,000 as of last night. Earlier yesterday, the death toll had surpassed 3,000 in the U.S. House Democrats are working on another bill, this one to focus on rebuilding after the national effects of the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying,
I hope that in this next bill that we will be able to address the concerns of our state and local governments. That is absolutely essential. We need to do more by way of our appropriations, by way of our tax code, and by way of policy, and also by way of the Fed.
She spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio. News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball, softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal. Because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Federal Reserve economist in St. Louis is predicting that the United States could see an unemployment rate of over 32% in the second quarter, saying 47 million workers may be laid off because of the coronavirus outbreak. Millions of Americans have already been laid off as states and localities are shutting down non-essential businesses and Americans are avoiding public gathering spots trying to contain the spread of the virus. A Florida pastor is facing charges for holding church services during the virus outbreak. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown was arrested yesterday after ignoring social distancing orders with a packed service at his Tampa Bay megachurch the previous day. Howard Brown was charged with unlawful assembly and violation of public health rules. Kansas is the latest state to change its Democratic primary because of the pandemic. Now it's going to be conducted completely by mail. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
An indoor training facility on the grounds of the U.S. Open Tennis Center in Queens, New York, has been turned into a temporary hospital so as to help New York City's hospitals deal with a surge of COVID-19 patients. The training area at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center is housing 350 beds for people suffering from things other than COVID-19. Whole Foods workers set to strike today to protest employee protections, or what they say is a lack of them during the coronavirus outbreak. The company raising wages for U.S. and Canadian workers by $2 an hour since the outbreak began. But a Whole Foods labor group says their fundamental needs as workers have become more urgent. The workers at the Amazon-owned chain are expected to call out sick today to demand things like sick leave for self-isolated employees, health care coverage, and double hazard pay. And ABC and ESPN now moving up the release of a 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan and the 1990s Bulls. Reports are that the doc titled The Last Dance will begin airing on April 19th. The change will be announced today on Good Morning America. The miniseries was originally set to be released in June. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Everybody checking their clock right now just to make sure that there's no fake news here as far as the time is concerned. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And with us right now, it is James Herson time. Yes, we're talking the media and legal analyst, the one and only, no baloney. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, something we talked about on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Now has been confirmed. The FDA has approved that hydroxychloroquine and the use of it as a part of this cocktail that's just curing people right and left for use. And I mean, it's stronger than anecdotal data,
yes.
But I think it's very good news. And I think despite the president's press conference yesterday, I think the number's going to improve quicker than anybody thinks.
I think so, too. I'm optimistic about it. And again, we have to give credit where credit is due. I mean, how long ago was it when President Trump loosened up, the regulations for people to have a right to try? I mean, if you're at that point in your life where you're heading for the exit, and maybe this might work, maybe it might, we don't know. I mean, like that guy in South Florida, he'd already said goodbye to his family, James.
I know there's a lot of people like that.
Yes.
Who were right. They were on ventilators. They were going and failing. And after treating with this cocktail for a few days, all their symptoms vanished. There is a doctor who's been having problems getting his information out. He's an Orthodox Jewish family practitioner.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
You saw that. He's written a letter to practitioners across the country where he uses hydroxychloroquine, that's, of course, the anti-malaria drug, together with azithromycin, which is an antibacterial drug.
It's a Z-Pak,
and
right?
Zinc.
Yeah.
Zinc phosphate.
Right.
And he has the exact milligrams. He's treated 500 people. And he's got 100% results, and he's sharing that. And what does the news media do? They attack him. They have hit pieces on him. He started these treatments before it was approved. He has committed a crime.
Yes.
Then the media has a fake study from China, from a Chinese university, in the last few days, where the headline said, hydroxychloroquine proven ineffective, they said. And this was a study done of 30 people in China. Well, first of all, anything coming out of China we can't trust.
Yeah, exactly.
But secondly, it was not the combination of drugs. It was just chloroquine alone.
Mm-hmm.
So this was I call it a fake study because it was set up for failure.
Yeah.
And then we have people like government officials in Nevada, the governor of Michigan, banning the use of a drug. I think that ban, those bans are going to be subject to legal challenge.
Without a doubt.
So I think there, you know, we see a struggle in this country. It's like, you know, the president said it was a war. If you analogize it to sports, we've got cheerleaders here, and they're not cheering for us.
Yeah, they're cheering for the wrong team.
They're cheering for the wrong team. And we're seeing it. I mean, these press briefings that the president does, thank God he's so resilient and strong. But the press generally does not ask questions that the public would want to be asked. All they do is spend every question belligerently trying to trap the president. It reminds me of the Pharisees in the Bible,
exactly,
questioning Jesus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it's tragic.
No, it is. And it's unfortunate because we need that information coming from the president and from these officials. Interesting that when the scientists are up there, when Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, the gotcha questions are not necessarily in play, but it definitely is on full display when it's President Trump, you know, to your exact point, because the president has been ahead of this. Probably more than anybody else, as you and I talked about, the rest of the country is like in a game of checkers. And he's on multiple levels of chess on this whole thing. I mean, he caught it early and reacted, much to the disdain of the progressives and liberals on the hard left. Oh, my goodness, you're a xenophobe and all this other stuff. And now you've got, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx saying if the president hadn't done that, we'd be seeing millions of people dying in the United States. But, you know, where does that headline go?
Well, yeah, really. I mean, look, we all know that in late January, the president took incredibly bold action that no Democrat president, very few Republican presidents would have taken.
Mm-hmm.
The president closed down travel from China, and he took incoming for that all over the place. He took it from Joe Biden, from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, from the media, calling him a xenophobe, calling him a racist, as they've always done.
Mm-hmm.
And what were the Democrats doing? They were working on the impeachment, the fake Ukrainian conversation, which we hear nothing about. There was nothing there. So it's now a situation where the 3 years of incredible economic growth, this virus and its draconian response has basically pushed it back to the levels it was under Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They want the public to forget.
Right.
To forget the kind of economic prosperity we were experiencing. And the Democrats and their friends in the media want this to last.
Well, of course, this is what Bill Maher was cheering for. You know,
that's right.
Bill Maher said, "Hey, look, that's the only way we're going. We've got to bruise up Donald Trump's economy, and we need to pray for a recession."
But one size fits all shutdown is just plain wrong. The president was right when he originally was speaking about opening up segments of the economy after the 15 days, because, for example, I look at the coronavirus deaths in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
90% of those deaths are people over 70. A significant portion of those are those who have compromised immune systems. Therefore, if someone is 40 years old in Italy and they don't live in northern Italy, their risk is lower. Here in America, where our numbers are still much lower, a person that has a job in Wyoming, in rural Wyoming, who's 30 years old, the idea of sheltering that person, shutting him in his house.
He's sheltered already. He's already, he's socially distanced just by virtue of his own geography, right?
Right. So I use that as that's an extreme example. But when I go to the shopping center here in Southern California, which is all shut down, but I go there to check out a food store, and I'm looking around, and I see a jewelry store. And I say to myself, it's a small store. some of those fancy jewelry stores, people make appointments. People can socially distance, still stay open.
Right.
In, you know, and so, and, you know, yes, if we look at the stats in the United States right now, half of the cases that are being reported are in one state, New York.
Exactly. James, we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst James Hurston continues with us. James, I want you to pick up where you left off there.
Yeah, well, I was talking about the stats that half of the cases in the United States, which the media is repeating the lie that the United States now has more cases than any other country in the world. Do we really believe the stats out of China, the dictatorial, totalitarian Chinese communists have been lying about this from the get-go? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, of course, since half of the cases are in New York, we have to start treating our economy regionally. Maybe it's prudent to shut down the urban centers of New York, urban centers of California and Washington, and start reopening the economy where we see data that shows the risk is lower.
Exactly.
And we screen people.
Like
they did in Taiwan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a smart approach to all this, and this is what we appreciate about Donald Trump and his incredible ability and gift that he brings to bear as the President of the United States, and his ability to be able to look at the big picture and all these moving parts and managing the dynamic tension between, you know, between the economy, between our health, between human psychology. I mean, James, when he was talking about the psychological impact, did you see the look on the mainstream media sitting there in the room? I mean, it was like their eyes glazed over. They had no idea about the impact that this could, you know, conceivably have on marriages and suicides and opioid, even further opioid addiction. I mean, crime would be on the rise. I mean, this is all these things that the president has the pulse on, and he's trying to communicate it, and all the mainstream media can look for is, hey, let me find another gotcha question to come up with,
exactly,
instead of really
exactly
going deeper into the topic. Well, look at, I also want to talk to you about what you're writing in your new column about how people are responding to church online. This is a whole new phase that's going on, which has been interesting. You know, Presbyterian, non-denominational, ecumenical churches have been doing this for a long time, evangelistic churches and that. The Catholic Church has done a little bit of it. I don't know that they have been that prolific, although I will say I went to Mass with the Pope this weekend.
Yeah. Well, the amazing thing is that, of course, the technology has advanced to the point where they're discovering things like Facebook Live and YouTube Live, mm-hmm, and how easy it is. And any church service can be streamed using a cell phone today.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are churches, particularly in the area, you know, in Southern California, and there are a bunch of churches that are hip, trendy, non-denominational churches that are filled with celebrities,
mm-hmm,
that were birthed by technology. They are Instagram-based churches.
Right.
So for them, it's just sort of a natural transition. You mentioned the evangelical churches have been had streaming. But what has happened, of course, with brick-and-mortar churches being shuttered is that there's been a surge in the Internet streaming participation. And what's fascinating to me, you know, it relates to the statement about psychology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these corrupt millennial media types don't understand what the president's referring to when he says we're at war with an invisible enemy. This is like a world war.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time that tries men and women's souls. And we have a reservoir of faith tradition in this country, and we need worship.
Yes.
And so what's happening is there are people who never went to a physical brick-and-mortar church or haven't for years,
mm-hmm,
who all of a sudden are finding God through their device, through their computer, through their cell phone. And so I talk about the numbers just growing, and of course it makes sense that any service that provides streaming platforms to churches is going to surge at a time when the brick-and-mortar churches are shut down.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm, but the amazing thing is how rich the faith tradition and the desire and the vacuum that is inside of people pushes them toward this, even to the point where there's been some innovative churches and states that allow it, drew from the past the notion of a drive-in movie.
I know. This shades the memories of the Crystal Cathedral, right? Remember that?
Yes. Yes,
exactly.
Robert Schuller did that. And so they have it where they can drive up, tune their radio to a certain frequency, and hear the service, and they see someone, you know, there's a sense of community in the parking lot of the church, or in some cases, drive-in venues that donate their facilities. And so this is a great bright spot, which, by the way, there's a beautiful song written by Michael Cochran called "I Want to Go to Church," which I just recorded myself in a piano. And if they go to my website, there's a thing that says music. You click on that, you can hear it. And it's on my Facebook page under James Hirsten, H-I-R-S-E-N. Mm-hmm. And because I want to go to church.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's okay to do it online. As a matter of fact, I went to a church service when you go on Facebook Live, you have real-time reactions showing on the screen. And so there's a feeling of community that comes in there with the combination of streaming and chat. And isn't it wonderful and blessed that we have this technology available to us? Because what is approaching? Easter,
yes,
which is the biggest attended holiday of all Christian denominations, and churches are struggling, and the internet is struggling to handle this unprecedented Easter Sunday.
Boy, it's going to challenge the bandwidth, no doubt about it. James, what I want to go back to for just a moment and what you inferred here, and that is our natural inclination to seek God. And this is the opportunity. This is a season of opportunity, as I see it right now, that we're having our eyes, if you are willing to have your eyes opened up to the possibilities, these are new opportunities for the church. But you got to make sure that you are prepared, because people are coming in and they're freaking out. This is what's just like after 9/11. Wait a minute, our country was attacked. They went to the church. We had a little uptick in the brick and mortar operations. But unfortunately, the church, to everyone's disappointment, was incapable of handling the souls that were coming in that needed some triage, that needed some encouragement, that needed, I mean, here it is. They're looking for God, and where do they go? They go to where they believe God is at a church, I mean, after all. And but I think it's also what we've been talking about. It's an issue of self-responsibility. What people need to understand, that the church begins with them. It starts with you. It's what's in your heart. And this is a very personal thing. You know, church, our faith, religion is very personal. And this is, again, what I believe, that we have an opportunity to reconnect with those truths, that so that when you do go and you celebrate with others and you worship with others, you do not bring with you unrealistic expectations. That the expectation is between you and God in a personal moment. That's what's available to you, and it is within you.
It is, of course. And you mentioned, you know, the positives of a time like this, and there's a famous psalm which says, it expresses a solution to what people seek. We want to know the mystery of God. And what does the psalm say? The first words are, "Be still,
yes,
and know that I am God." We are forced, whether we like it or not, to a stillness that opens us up, that allows us to open our hearts to the reality of God.
Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Sure. James Hirsten, HIRSEN.com. They can just search me out, James HIRSEN.
The one and only James Hirsten, right here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, James. Be safe.
Thank you, Bill.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new and somber prediction from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. It's estimating more than 80,000 Americans could die from the virus by August. The number of virus cases in the U.S. reaching over 164,000 as of last night. Earlier yesterday, the death toll had surpassed 3,000 in the U.S. House Democrats are working on another bill, this one to focus on rebuilding after the national effects of the coronavirus pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying,
I hope that in this next bill that we will be able to address the concerns of our state and local governments. That is absolutely essential. We need to do more by way of our appropriations, by way of our tax code, and by way of policy, and also by way of the Fed.
She spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and Pastor Robert Jeffers is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Always enjoy our time together. We missed him. Usually we run into each other in the hallways at NRB in Nashville. But Pastor, I think we got out of Nashville just in time. We got to pray for them. Supposedly at least 9 people were killed overnight by a tornado.
Oh, what a tragedy. We really need to be praying for those families and those who survived that tragedy.
Exactly. I mean, and to think we just missed it because we were there just last week. But wow, it as soon as I got the news this morning, it was just right before going into my devotion time. So it was a time to lift them up in prayer, and the body count continues because this happened in the middle of the night and came on very quickly. But Anyway, I did want to talk about your new book. Congratulations on Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. I will say this to you. It was interesting. I had a conversation I met with Ashley Bratchard, from Unplanned last week. And she says, Bill, every year I always seek God and ask, okay, God, what is the word and the focus that I should have for the year? And the first impression that she got was risk. And out of that grew courageous. So I don't know if she channeled your book and answer what. I thought, an implied endorsement there from Ashley Bratchard, if I take a little bit of liberty, so forgive me.
Well, look, this is the time for Christians to be courageous. I think this is probably, out of the 25 books I've written, the most timely, the boldest book, and the most necessary book. It's because, Bill, C.S. Lewis described the world well decades ago when he said, this world is enemy-occupied territory.
Yes.
And that's a great description. I mean, if you're a Christian trying to live out your faith, you're facing incoming from every direction. I mean, we have a hostile culture that's increasingly hostile as it gets further away from God's standard. We have natural things attacking us like tornadoes or coronavirus. We have attacks from within, our old sin nature that still wars against the things that God wants for us. And if those things weren't enough, we have an adversary from below, Satan, who's hell-bent on destroying everything important to us. And what I did in survival was, survivalists say there are 10 strategies you need to use if you're in a threatening situation like a plane crash or a tornado. Things like don't panic, do the next right thing, trust your training. I took these survival tactics and applied them to the Christian life so that we can do more than survive, but we can thrive as believers in this increasingly dark world.
Well, what I have grown to appreciate, Pastor, is that I am getting to the point, and I don't know, just maybe because I'm getting older or what it is, but I am welcoming the attacks like never before, because what it's causing other people of faith to do is to come alongside shoulder to shoulder to realize, look at you, you better have the right guy next to you in the foxhole, because the war has been going on for a long time and we've just kind of acquiesced and have taken, you know, just kind of gone along to get along kind of thing. But we're realizing that it is unending, that it is relentless on the part of the enemy. And I'm saying bring it on, because what it's going to do is that resistance is going to strengthen people of faith. And with your strategies here, which is a reminder, some of these things are some basic common sense issues that you point out, and probably things that will, you know, as we'll read in Courageous, going, doggone it, how did I forget that? How did I miss that? I need to incorporate that not only for myself, my family, but those other believers who, you know, I worship with, or that I pray with, or that I come in contact with at work or in other avenues of my life, right?
Right, and you've just illustrated one of the survival tactics I talk about in the book, Take Inventory. You know, every one of my chapters of Courageous, I start out with a real-life survival story that illustrates that principle. And in the chapter, Take Inventory, I use the story from Apollo 13. Remember the Ron Howard movie, and the astronauts were stranded. They didn't have the right air filter to filter out the carbon dioxide. And all they could do in that spacecraft was use whatever they had. So they took inventory. They had, you know, a couple of old socks, a bungee cord, a plastic bag, and they built their own contraption to save their lives. And as Christians stranded in this world, we need to take inventory of the resources God has already given to us. And I talk about two of them. One is the armor of God. We all know that from Ephesians 6, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. But the other resource God has given us is the people of God. And that's what you were talking about. Other Christians, we don't have to fight these battles alone. Solomon said two are better than one, and the cord of three strands is not easily broken. I found after 40 years of pastoring, one of Satan's favorite strategies is to divide Christians, then isolate Christians, and then attack Christians. If he can get us alone, he can many times have victory over us.
Well, I got to tell you, I am repeatedly encouraged to recall that it was Jesus himself who established the church for a specific purpose, for a time such as this, for battles that he knew that were going to be relentless. And it goes back to what you pointed out in the book and what you just touched on right now, is that we have reinforcements, and they're there, and we need to call them into the fight, get them out of the stands, get them into the playing field, get them into the battlefields to come alongside for the sake of our, not only ourselves, our marriages, our kids, the next generation.
That's right, and we need to also realize that behind every visible battle we're fighting, there's an invisible battle. I got in trouble a couple of days ago for quoting a Jesuit priest back in the 1300s who said, "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience."
Wow.
Well, and now,
I don't know. I don't understand why that's a problem, but go ahead.
But somebody said, well, you know, the fact is we're both spirit beings and human beings. God made us body, soul, and spirit. But I think the priest had a good point. The fact is there is an unseen spiritual force behind every battle we're facing, and we need to be aware of that.
Exactly.
Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. We should expect it. But then he went on to say, take courage. can actually thrive and do so with joy.
Let's rewind for just a little bit, because I want to go to chapter 1, right at the very beginning. Don't panic, you say.
Yeah, I mean, that is survival tip number one. And I start out with a real-life story of a person who survived a plane crash. But, you know, survivalists tell us that in threatening situations, you know, 80% of people just freeze. They don't know what to do. And it's easy to do that. I got a letter a couple of weeks ago from a young mother. She was reading Courageous, and she said, "I was reading this first chapter, Don't Panic, when I received word that I had cancer and only a few months to live. And my first thought was, what is this going to mean to my family, my children, my husband? But then I recalled the story you told from Joshua. You know, Joshua started to panic when he found out he was going to have to fill Moses' sandals and be the leader of Israel. But God said to him, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. I am with you wherever you go. Take courage."
Yes.
And that God has promised us his presence no matter what comes at us.
And that's so important that people catch that, Pastor, because it's not only that God said that, you know, to Joshua. He's saying that to all of us.
Yes, that's right. That's right. God has promised that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And that's a promise that we can claim.
Well, and we know that panic can be debilitating because you go into that, you know, fight or flight mode. You get the deer in the headlights kind of look, and it stops you from acting and engaging on that that spiritual aspect of our being that connects us with God, that gives us the wisdom and the plans, the right plans for the right time, right?
That's exactly right. And that God has given us everything we need, not just to survive, but thrive in this world.
Without a doubt. There are 10 strategies that Pastor Robert Jeffers lays out for us in Courageous, 10 strategies for thriving. Again, let's put that in bold type, thriving. You know, God wants us to more than survive. I mean, after all, we're his children, and he doesn't want us to live and experience a mediocre life. Yes, it's tough, but he's got great plans for us, and we're going to talk more with Pastor Jeffers on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. And no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
It's just so painful the other way, really. I mean, you know, and that's the ultimate. That's what God has given us. He's given us our freedom. So why would we relinquish it to a socialist? Because you're going to serve something. We know that. And God makes it real clear. You know, hey, look, at the choice is up to us. And in case you missed all the prelude and everything, this is the good choices. You want to choose the right thing, and you want to choose God. Dr. Robert Jeffers continues with the senior pastor of the 14,000 member First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, Fox News contributor. His daily radio program, Pathway to Victory, is heard on more than 800 stations nationwide, and his weekly TV program is seen on thousands of cable systems and stations throughout the country. His brand new book, Courageous, 10 Strategies for Thriving in a Hostile World. Pastor, before we get into this a little bit, I want to give you an opportunity to give us a little bit of insight. You meet with the president on a regular basis. I know you're constantly praying for him as other people of faith. Of course, we hear some criticism from the pundits and adversarial Democrats saying that's okay. We can handle that. But give us an idea of what the president is dealing with and what he needs from us, from people of faith, right now in this season as we go into the 2020 election?
Well, first of all, let me just say he's doing great. He's doing fantastic. I've never seen somebody more resilient than he is. I had dinner with him the night of his acquittal, his Senate acquittal. He called it his unimpeachment dinner. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor. He really, Bill, appreciates the prayers of Christians for him. Every time I see him, I tell him, Mr. President, millions of Christians are really praying for you. He said, I feel that, and I appreciate it. And so I would just say to people, please keep praying for him. Keep praying for his family. You know, I remember back in December just asking him how he was doing, and he said, you know, I'm doing fine. This stuff doesn't bother me, but it does get to my family. And so, you know, he's a human being just like we all are. He cares about his family. And so I would say remember his family as well.
Well, excellent. All right, Courageous. We've covered a couple of points already in these strategies that you have taken from survivalists. These are proven strategies and have worked. You know, one thing I see that is a big problem with people because there's so many things to be distracted by. You've really got to pause for a moment and gain some situational awareness of what you're dealing with, right?
That's right. And by the way, you know, these 10 survival tactics, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North read the manuscript for the book, and he said in his endorsement of the book, he said, for years I have taught Marines these very same survival tactics. It never never occurred to me how they apply to the Christian life. And they really do. And, you know, one of those tactics is gain situational awareness. We just saw a few weeks ago the tragedy with Kobe Bryant's helicopter going down. And they say the pilot of that helicopter lost his situational awareness. He got in a fog. He didn't know where he was. And, you know, there's a great verse in 1 Chronicles 12 that talks about the sons of Issachar. And it says that these were men who understood their times and knew what Israel should do. They had situational awareness. Specifically for them, they understood the political environment. They said, you know, we think the wind's going in the right direction for David to expand his kingdom, and this is the time to do that. And, you know, Bill, there are these Christians who think they're holier than God is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I mean, they're just super spiritual saints, and they say things like, oh, I don't ever read the newspaper. I don't watch television. I just saturate my mind with the scripture. Well, that's ignorant. I mean, that's absolutely ignorant. Billy Graham was a member of our church, First Baptist Dallas, for 54 years, and he had a great saying. He said, you know, I go through this world with a newspaper in one hand and the Bible in my other hand. The newspaper tells me what's happening. The Bible tells me what it means.
Amen. Amen. And also, Billy Graham, and having served in one of his crusades in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, which was an incredible experience, Pastor, his focus was always on evangelism, was always on, you know, Jesus Christ 100%. But when you heard Billy Graham, as he was, you know, heading to the exit, say that we are living in the last of the last days, Dr. Graham rarely made a statement about anything to do with prophecy or the end times. And for him to make that statement was, I think, was something to ponder and really focus on.
It was, you know, Billy has a great story about being with John F. Kennedy a couple of days before the inauguration when Kennedy was president-elect. He had invited Graham down to Palm Beach, Florida, and they finished playing golf. And Kennedy looked at Graham and said, Billy, do you believe Jesus Christ is coming back to earth one day? He said, yes, sir. I certainly do. And then Kennedy asked, well, if that's true, why do I hear so little about it today? And, you know, that's the great message of the New Testament. Christ is coming back today again. He's going to reward the righteous and punish the unrighteous. And that's why we're to be courageous. I mean, again, Jesus said, you can take courage, for I have overcome the world. We are on the winning side, which is why we need to stand up and push back.
And to be courageous, you have to be activated. I mean, shame on those in the church and those who call themselves Christians that only 50% will bother to register to vote, to do anything and say, have any say about this great American experiment in which they live in, which their kids and their grandkids and their legacy will live in by the grace of God. And we know that only 50% will register to vote. And of that 50%, Pastor, only 50% of them will actually go out and vote. I mean, that's a bad commentary on us.
Well, it is. And look, my book, Courageous, isn't a political book per se. It's not even just about the culture war. I mean, as I said at the outset, we've got threats coming to us from every direction in the world that we need to stand up to. But it is true. We do have an opportunity to stand up for Christian values right now. And look, when we vote, we're not voting for any perfect candidate. I can tell you for sure the president doesn't believe he's perfect at all. Right. But we're talking about ideas. We're talking about core beliefs. And never has there been a greater contrast between light and darkness than we have right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. In chapter 4, you cover the fourth tip, develop a victim, a victor, not a victim mindset.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, the scripture says, as a person thinks in his heart, so is he. And, you know, if you're in a threatening situation, you know, you're surviving an airplane crash or you're in an avalanche, a survivalist will tell you, if you think to yourself, well, I'm not going to make it out, you won't. I mean, how you think determines what you do. And for a Christian, you know, it's so easy to become a victim. Chuck Swindoll said one time, the older I get, the more I realize life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to what happens to you.
Yes.
And I use the story of Joseph. I mean, think of all the terrible things that happened to him. Sold into slavery by his brothers, accused of rape by his boss's wife, thrown into prison. He could have been in therapy the rest of his life if he had wanted to.
Right.
But remember when he met his brothers who had sold him into slavery, he said to them, "You meant it for evil, but God used it for good."
Mm-hmm.
To Joseph, his God was bigger than his brothers, his circumstances. He had a victor's mentality.
Exactly. The next tip, trust your training. And maybe the question is, are you being trained to begin with, right?
Yeah, you know, I'd start out that chapter with the true story of Sully Sullenberger, the U.S. Air captain who miraculously landed his plane that had lost its engines on the Hudson River. Somebody asked him, "How did you do that?" He said, "Oh, that was easy. I trusted my training."
Mm.
He had been in training for a long time for that kind of situation, that when he was finally in that situation, he knew exactly what to do. I contrast his story to that Lion Air flight crew that had a 737 that was pitching up, pitching down instead of up. They didn't know what to do. Their plane started careening toward the ground. They were frantically searching the flight manual to discover what to do when the plane hit the ground and killed everybody aboard. You know, if you wait until you're in a crisis to start searching the flight manual, you've waited too long. And it's the same for us as Christians. When we're under siege, when we're being bombarded, we can't, you know, search through the Bible. Oh, I know there's a verse in here someplace.
Yes,
we've waited
exactly.
too long. We need to be trained ahead of time in the truth of God's word.
Well, there's 10 strategies for thriving in a hostile world. The title of his new book, Courageous, Dr. Robert Jeffers is with us, and we've got a couple of minutes left here, Pastor. We're going to jump here because and this is why you got to get your hands on the book, because not only do you get the chapter titles, but you get the depth of what's in each of the chapters and what Pastor Jeffers is sharing with us. 9 particularly sticks out for me. Help others.
Yeah, and that's what I remind people. In survival situations, it's not just about getting yourself out. It's taking as many people with you as you can to escape. And I think, you know, for us, the others, we certainly need to concentrate on helping, or starting with our children and our own grandchildren. You know, one reason I wrote Courageous was to train Christians and help Christians train their children to live courageously. And the world in which our children are growing up is much more hostile to Christianity than the world you and I grew up in. And so there are principles here you can share with others to help them live out their faith courageously.
Pastor, how can they get your hands on your book besides it being linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com? Available at all the usual places, right?
Right, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at most bookstores.
And, of course, your website that they can be in touch with you at?
PTV.org for Pathway to Victory. You can download all the messages free of charge at PTV.org.
The best-selling author, Dr. Robert Jeffers, he has penned his survival guide to help Christians thrive in a hostile world. 10 strategies to keep your faith increasingly in an increasingly dangerous times. Pastor, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. God bless.
Always great to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. This